You are now entering the prism.
Hello.
Are we good? Are we good? Or this?
I just love the feeling of something inside me.
Okay. Because I have something to intro with.
Like, that's good.
For the real. So if we'll just let me know when I can do it.
You can do it.
No, because I don't want you to like stop it and have me.
In the middle of it?
Yeah.
Like I do every time?
Yeah. So I'm just going to keep
going.
Yeah,
just go ahead.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Why? Call Russell.
Fine. Okay, so. So there's this joke that Shane Gillis heard from another guy that I told my wife, and she thought it was funny. There's these two gay guys, and they're playing hide and seek.
That's a neat start.
Or they're about to play hide and seek.
Okay.
And one of them goes, I'll hide, and you have to find me, and if you find me, you can fuck me. I'll be under the couch.
Oh, that's delightful.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, fuck Apple.
Fuck Apple?
Yeah. Fuck Apple. They, seriously, a lot of their programs, you'll click to open them up, and it'll just sit there and ignore that you like, click anything.
Yep.
But if you're paying close enough attention, which I never am,
it just
in the top
bounces.
Left corner, like the name of what you chose to open up is there.
Yeah.
But you have to tell the window to go ahead and open up as well, if the clicking that you tried to do.
Yeah. Well, it also sometimes just sits there and bounces for 5 minutes. The thing on the dock at the bottom just bounces.
Yeah. It's just frustrating.
Also, can we acknowledge that the fucking Mac didn't look like a computer until like 2014? Like, all of their computer products, like actual computers, laptops, and their desktop computers, they didn't leave the 90s until, like, 2012, 13. They, like, the MacBooks, specifically, I know, had that, like, plastic cover, like, face on top of them, and they were white and glossy. Do you remember those?
Yeah.
They just came out with, like, the stainless steel look in, like, 2013.
Yeah.
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 They're not good. It's not a good company. When did Steve Jobs die? Like, 2 years later?
Yeah. He was like, all right, guys, knock it off. And then it turns out, like, that 90s aesthetic was the only thing keeping him alive.
No, what was keeping him alive is him listening to doctors, and then he went, I'm going to go vegan for this cancer.
Yeah.
And then he went and
killed him?
Died. His own stubborn personality.
No, him showering for the first time.
What?
Maintaining an appropriate social distance from others during conversations. That's what killed him.
What are you getting at?
He's a stinky man. He's a stinky
autistic
man.
I was saying when he got cancer, he ignored his doctors for treatment. It was completely treatable and he would have been fine. But he went on this homeopathic route and then fucking just died, wasted away.
I mean, when you figure out, I don't even know if that mattered. I don't think this is accurate. But in his head, I think he believes, you know, other people told me how to run a computer company.
Exactly.
But I was right.
Exactly.
So I know how to run a computer company. You know, I'm just right.
Yeah.
And then he goes to a physician. He's like, he tells you how to care for your body. He's like,
but I've had this body forever. I know how to run this body. And I was wrong. I'm dead. And in hell.
Envision this.
Use slaves.
All of your life inside this box. Make it happen. Cut to casket.
Oh, man. So my real intro is this. Can you name all of the... I don't trust that hand. You're just like you're moving toward the thing.
What's wrong? What's going on?
How long are we going to do the bloop? Because I don't like this.
It's not a bloop, Russell.
I don't believe you.
That's good.
This has to go on the podcast, and I can't just not have your first this has to be your first reaction. Actually, now it doesn't matter because I built up to it. Can you name all the fucking Great Lakes?
I can, actually, yeah.
It's Holmes, right?
Huh?
Holmes. Huron, Ontario, Michigan, Erie, the White Race. I'm sorry, Superior.
I was going to name it Stephen, Carlos, Sven, and then Bobby. But Bobby will be two of them.
Bobby Lake?
Yeah.
Are those all people with the last name Lake?
No.
Oh, that would be funny.
That would require actual intelligence. They sort of ask me how many push-ups I can do. And
Bobby Lake is a good alias.
Is that your new alias? Ben and Bobby?
Yeah,
I feel like, okay, we need to have a job for Bobby, though. Bobby is
the
Manic
problem
Russell.
Is I just secured a new Twitter handle, and it's let's see. I gotta find it.
I love that you chose the word secure.
As if it what was it like is. It's exactly what it is.
The asset is secured.
It's a Russ Prism.
Nice. That feels appropriate.
But I don't like my name being Russ. It's just too late. That's just who I am.
It's ingrained. It's the beauty of a name. You're just gonna hate it, or you lean into it.
Russell P. Rizm. It's my name. Please wear it out.
So, who is Bobby Lake gonna be? Is it gonna be like the guy who tells you how to fix things redneck style?
I think Bobby Lake is going to be the guy
the CIA
that
asset.
You named me after.
Oh.
That character, that side of my personality.
Conspiracy
when
Prism.
Eventually, me and Dino do our Conspiracy Prism podcast.
The offshoot?
Yeah. I already have artwork for it and everything after that episode. But whenever that happens, it'll be Bobby Lake and Dino the Dinosaur.
The beautiful thing is that he has this same setup.
Right.
So that he can do it over at his house, too.
Yeah. It'll be great.
It would be fucking great.
And it'll be all under the Prism banner.
Yeah.
I don't know what the name is going to be yet. I'm really trying to workshop names for an LLC.
Mm. Speaking of, you ready to pay your dues?
I have to talk to
and see you have if to release the funds.
Yeah.
You have to secure the
if she'll
funds.
Let me pull the trigger, but yeah, we are.
All right. And I'm going to tug our hog one last time and inquire about the audio quality. Has it been easier to edit?
Yeah, like since I moved into the house, really, which I no longer have, I usually edit from the floor of the house. Like, I just put the headphones on, I press play, and then I just lay down on the floor and wait for something to happen that I need to fix. I put all the filters in and everything, like all the noise
presets.
Gates and all that stuff. No, I don't set presets because I know I'm going to fuck them up. It's just not even worth my time because I'm going to spend, like, 24 straight hours
just
trying
tweaking
to
them.
Tweak the presets instead of, like, 5 minutes at the beginning of each episode. When
I think you're right on that. Probably a good call.
Yeah, and because they'll never work 100% of the time.
Yeah, because we're humans. We're not consistent.
Well, one of us is.
Spoilers. It's Bobby Lake.
But I hit play after I got it all set up, and I just lay on the ground and wait for a name drop.
It sounds like fucking hell.
Yeah, and it has been easier the past couple of episodes. Since other than the one that Eric was in for, I think that was the really bad one. But I got it to work.
Ooh.
His voice is just really hard because he's so quiet. And then we had him on that completely uncondomed mic.
Yeah.
So.
Mistake.
But, It went fine. I finally got it to work.
Yeah, the softest boy gets the biggest protection.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he also fucks the most chicks, so...
Yeah, he needs the protection.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he may need legal protection after that art book episode.
I think he said he threw it away.
That was a good save.
Yeah.
Good save. Eric, if you're listening to this from prison.
He's not listening to this from anywhere.
Chill prison.
I don't think he recognizes that this exists until he's reminded via text. Like, hey, you free? You want to come on? Which was like one time when he wanted to. I actually asked him, would have been a few weeks ago, but he was busy. So I haven't gotten back to him after that.
It's like a one-sided dumping. He dumped us.
No.
He dumped on us.
I'm not good at maintaining friendships, so maintaining business relationships is even harder, and he's both.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah. Like, I don't text back. And if you say, hey, we should get together, you are the one who needs to, like, go, hey, remember when I said we need to get together?
It's time.
Are you free like sometime? Because it has nothing to do with how much I care about you. I will do this with my own self. Literally, I'll do this with my own self. It's why I rarely re-up my medication on time.
That's
I just true. Am very track minded. I have multiple tracks and I just hop between them. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not on your track, it's not because I hate you. It's because I'm doing something else, and I'm not a regular person who just knows and thinks about people all the time. I can't. I don't have that function in my body.
Or alternatively, you can internalize this as your fault
and then fucking,
take complete ownership for someone who you have no authority or autonomy over.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just have a really self-destructive life. Like Jenny from Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. It'd be real fun.
Jenny from Forrest Gump had AIDS.
Yes.
That fucking cunt gave that retard AIDS.
He doesn't know what protection is.
It's crazy he lived long enough to tell that black woman the story on the park bench.
I don't know.
It was more than just a black woman. It was multiple people. But it's funny
Could
to think
about. Could you
imagine
like him just being an absolute gentleman of a stranger? He's a perfect stranger.
Oh, he is.
You don't know him. You sit down. He starts telling you a story. And in the middle of the story, you just like get up and leave.
And he just continues.
And he's just talking to himself. He's like, well, I kind of want to hear this story, so I'm going to go ahead.
It's true that there's multiple people he tells it to as the movie goes on. But when I remember the thing, I remember it as him just one sweet black lady.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only one I can picture is the sweet black lady.
It's the only audience
member. I feel like there's a guy that looks like Andrew Yang, maybe, but I doubt it because we weren't putting Asians in films unless they were doing karate at the time.
Right.
So, I don't know.
No, that's a fair point. Does that entire film take place on a bench?
Yeah.
Except for, I guess, the end when he goes and puts flowers on a whore's grave.
Oh, I forgot about that scene. Puts flowers on a whore's grave. God, Jenny's a fucking cunt.
She's a villain.
He gave her a child and she gave him AIDS.
Do you think that the son has it too?
No, Dr. Fauci. That's not how AIDS works. We went over this in the 90s.
What if he breastfed and then...
No, so because that was the whole thing that was why like when Fauci's name came up during COVID as like the guy who was still doing that job that he had, everybody was like, wait. After a while, everybody was like, hold on, that name sounds familiar. Wasn't he the AIDS guy? Because back when the AIDS pandemic was happening, he was fear-mongering AIDS, saying that it came from like. Parents, you couldn't like share fucking water bottles, and mothers can give their babies AIDS by breastfeeding and shit. That was all over. Like, he was the guy. He was at the same position back then, and he was saying that shit.
So are you telling me that I can't get AIDS from sucking a tit?
I don't think so. It's bloodborne.
So sweet boobs are a safe haven.
I'm pretty sure. I'm not a doctor.
No. Russell, you need to verify this on the podcast so that we can correct it in real time.
Okay.
Specifically, breastfeeding transmission.
Google. Fine.
Yes, actual name.
Can you get AIDS from titty milk?
Disease control and prevention. HIV is a virus that attacks the body's immune system and is spread through certain body fluids, including breast milk.
Well, okay.
So tits are not safe.
But like that, he was highly criticized back then for his fear-mongering through AIDS. Like, you can't eat from like the same utensil as somebody who has AIDS because they'll fucking get it.
You have to like close down a restaurant.
And it's
to
like, yeah, that's just not how it works. But did you know there's a... I just learned this yesterday. Cancer. It's crazy, right? But I can't give you cancer. Well, I mean, like, I could make you like smoke, but like you couldn't if I had cancer.
I couldn't get the same strain of cancer that you have because unless our genetic makeup was so crazy similar that my body assumed that cell, that cancer cell from you, was mine.
Yeah. So yeah. Yeah. So like, I can't like hand you my tumor and then now you have cancer.
Dogs, I mean, I literally would have cancer.
But it wouldn't spread inside of you.
You don't know what I do with my free time.
There's a certain form of cancer that dogs can give to each other.
That's fucking terrifying.
Making each cell of that cancer a single cell dog.
Oh, shit. I think I remember watching that video.
Was it not John Green, his brother?
Hank.
Hank, yeah.
Hanky Panky.
Yeah, John Green's a pussy. Hank Green's probably also a pussy, but
but he fucks.
But he's cool. John Green is a writer. Hank Green is a scientist. One of them is better than the other one. And they both have the same political views. It's not about that.
It has
one
nothing
of them
to
just
do with
sucks
that. And the other one fucks.
Yeah, Hank is a fucking pussy bitch who wrote A Fault in Our Stars.
No, wait. I thought Hank was...
Yeah, sorry, Sideshow. John. Yeah, Hank's not a pussy bitch. He's just a pussy.
Who fucks.
A pussy who fucks. Which is just like a nice lady. Hank Green is a nice lady. You heard it here, folks. Yeah, it was one of his like YouTube shorts or whatever. I might have sent it to you.
Maybe. May have been where I got it.
Have you seen the video of the gorilla just dragging, like, so, like, there's these photographers, they're, like, taking pictures.
Yes! He just, like, leaves, and they're not allowed to react. Could you imagine being that in that
Let's
area?
Let's explain the video. So there's these photographers, there's a group of people, and you just see these
like,
gorillas
like on a,
coming
on
up.
They're on safari
like,
or something, like a walking thing, right?
Two or three feet in front of whoever's, like, taping. And one gorilla just passes, turns, and then goes the other way. And then the next gorilla, silverback gorilla, like goes a little past the camera, and you see him reach for something, and then he starts walking, and he just drags this other photographer into
ankle.
The frame. Just nonchalantly. It's like it didn't take any effort to do it. He just goes and just grabs this guy and just keeps walking, as if he didn't notice that he grabbed the guy. And then at one point just lets him go and kind of turns around and looks at the guys. And the guy who got dragged was like,
oh my God.
Oh man. It is probably the funniest fucking video ever. I saw it yesterday
for the
first time and I laughed my dick off.
They're idiots because you're in their world. The only appropriate place to see a gorilla is from like 300 feet away behind glass. Bulletproof glass and fucking cages.
Have you seen the video of the gorilla slide up to the thing and then like do a 180 and just show his ass? like, so it's a video from like the other side of the glass at a zoo. So like they're looking at this gorilla exhibit, and this gorilla comes out of a cave, and he like gallops for a little bit, and then like tries to do a full stop. So he starts sliding, and then he slides to do it like, and he does a 180, and then it just ass right in front of the fucking glass. Like, it's exactly what he was trying to do.
None of that was by accident. Yes, it's incredible.
I love that video.
It's fucking incredible. Dude, so I was watching a series of, like, showing apes magic, or showing monkeys magic. I don't know which one's the appropriate term, so he's showing...
Primates, thank you.
Primates magic. And of course it worked on them because they're idiots. Massively powerful idiots, but idiots nonetheless.
Yeah.
And then somehow the algorithm changed to where all of a sudden I see like this video of a loving family visiting the zoo for the first time at a primate exhibit. And there's a young boy who's like tugging on his mom's pant and pointing out there. And he's like, it's so sweet and like innocent. And then all of a sudden, like, you see the chimp just like hang out right on the other side of the glass and just start
jacking. I've seen that video.
Start jacking it. He is cranking down on his hog.
I love those videos. Fucking chimps are like exactly like toddler boys. As soon as they recognize, oh yeah, it's my penis, they grab it and try and rip it
immediately.
Off.
Immediately. This is incredible.
They're great.
I wonder what that chimp's name was. Harvey? I would name it Harvey.
Hank.
Hank?
Mm-hmm.
Yank?
Hank Yank.
Not Harvey Weinstein?
No, Harvey Weinstein barely had a penis. Has. He's still alive.
You've seen chimp strength. Some of them, I'm sure, just look like chewed up bubble gum.
That's true. You ever seen that frog get fucked by a chimp? I think I showed it to you,
no,
actually.
No, you told me about it. Yeah. I had never watched it.
He, like, pries its mouth open and then just puts it on his dick.
Just condoms it?
Because I don't know if you've ever tried to, like, open the frog's mouth. Their jaws are... It's like there's no mouth. Like, you can't just, like, open it.
Right. You can't get a purchase on either lip.
Like, it's a very flush system. And this monkey's like, I need a fleshlight, and I can't go to Amazon. Well, online, because that's where I'm at right now. So, Mr. Frog, meet Mr. Penis.
Oh, my goodness. The weird-ass shit that I would do if money was no object.
Oh, man.
I would have a bunch of gorillas inside of a cage. Not necessarily a cage, but an enclosure, I guess, is more appropriate. And I would drop a bunch of sex toys in there and wait till they figure it out.
So we got our dog.
Catalog it. Pay for an entire science team to like watch this. I don't want to watch this. I have no desire to watch this. I just want to see how long it takes for them to stick their dick in it.
Speaking of sex toys, we got this thing from Target. It's for in the animal section,
is
like
it
the dog section.
A wand massager?
No, it's a thing that you're supposed to clean. It's like it's a plastic cup. Well, it's for cleaning your dog's paws.
Okay.
Yeah. So like when there's mud on them, that's what it's for. Like because what it is.
Russell, why are you air quoting at me?
It's like a plastic cup, and then there's like this rubber insert, and it's like these rubber teeth,
like
soft
bristles?
Rubber teeth, bristles. Yeah. And so it's like you put it around their leg, and then you like twist it around, and the mud's supposed to come off. And I have literally walked past it every day, looking at it and going, one day I'm gonna fuck you.
It's gonna be like, it's not even like a sexual desire.
It's just like I
feel like this is appropriate. This is the right thing to do.
This is gonna think it's
all
my...
of mankind has brought me to this moment. And if I don't do it, God damn it.
Like, the guy that made this knew that this is what it was actually for, and I need to, like, fulfill
his
wishes.
You know what happened? The guy who invented it, his wife walked in on him.
As he was
and he's like, what is that?
Pat.
He was like, what is that for? It's to, he sees this fucking cat walk by, clean the paws.
Oh, man. Because it's literally a pocket pussy for your dog.
Nice.
But, I mean, it is like I have a pretty girthy cock, and
nice.
It's a very wide opening. Like, I would not feel anything if I put it in there.
Yeah.
But It definitely is shaped. Well, it's shaped like a fucking chicken plucker.
First of all, I don't know what that is. And secondly, his personal use version was a prototype, so it had to be smaller.
Right, yeah. A chicken plucker is a drum with those bristles in it, and it's on a motor. And so you just stick the dead chicken in there, and the whole thing spins, and it just bounces the chicken around until all the feathers are pulled out.
Badass.
It's pretty fucking cool, actually.
Technology's
once
amazing.
You just like force yourself to forget that thing walked around with no brain for a while. Like,
could you imagine like interning for that place?
Chicken plucking?
For a chicken plucker? And you're like, you're the new guy? Yeah, of course. Trying to act cool with the guys, and you've seen the video in the past, but you forget to kill the chicken and you throw it in.
No, I was thinking like you're training. The guy goes, "This is the plucker. You put the cock in there, and then and you're like, oh okay, and you unzip.
You just hear, like up to his belly button. From top of the kneecap to belly button.
He's
in
like
it.
Bent in half backwards. Like the guy that got like
Insidious.
Yeah. Exactly.
Is it Insidious? I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah. It feels right.
Those are good movies.
No, they're not.
Oh, I touched a boob while I was watching one of them, so.
Good times.
Yeah.
They did their job, I would say.
No, I did my job.
Your hand job.
Well, my friend, you know what? It's a sad story for my friend. I won't say anything else. He got stood up. We were supposed to be on a double date, so he just sat there in coach and just watched the movie while I felt on my girlfriend.
You should have been a homie and gave him a cranking blanket.
No, I should have been a homie and fucking jerked him off.
Like
he
a real
drove
bro.
Us there.
Like a real fucking bro.
Yeah, he drove us there.
He knows you don't have gas money.
The poor guy, like, knew by the time when he picked, because he picked up the girlfriend first, and this was the girlfriend's sister that he was supposed to be going with. So he knew when she got in the car and she didn't, that, well, one of them wasn't coming. Then he came and picked me up and brought us all in the movies. Oh. I should have had him sit on my left side. I really should have. And I'm sorry. He's a DJ now.
Oh. That fucking sucks.
Yeah, he had a very hard time and I did not help him. I was not a good friend of that man.
Hey, man, sometimes you got to champion for yourself. And he's a DJ. Now he has all the molly he could want.
Yeah, that's true.
Isn't Molly Ringwald the 16 Candles lady?
Yeah.
What
Never
happened
seen that
to her?
Movie.
That's okay. It's
what happened
not
to
important.
Her? Probably drugs. Or Long Duck Dong got his way. That was the guy's name, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that because one of my other friends used to quote it, and I used to go, aha, and so I used to quote it, but I never seen the movie, so I just said, Long Duck Dong, and he goes, 16 candles, and I go, yeah.
He's like, sure. He's like, 14 candles, classic.
Most shit like that, like me and my friends quoted were from things that they had watched.
Oh, yeah,
and
your
hadn't.
Mom was like...
Well, yeah, because like... The only time I could watch them was over at their house.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
You're in
like,
fun prison. It's your home.
Yeah, like, I was quoting Beavis and Butthead, like, full episodes before I even saw one episode of Beavis and Butthead. And I did end up watching it, like, quite a bit, but, like, in fifth grade, I was quoting Beavis and Butthead. Like, I knew all of the Frog Baseball pilot.
Yeah.
And I had never seen it.
God, I wish I liked Beavis and Butthead more.
I mean, I probably wouldn't appreciate it now.
Yeah, I definitely don't. It lost its luster for me.
Yeah, if it weren't for, like, just the nostalgia. Like, but, like, the new, like, because I don't remember what it's called.
Do the Universe?
Yeah, it sucks.
Oh, you tried to watch it?
Yeah, I watched all the way through it. It's not good.
Okay, well, I mean, at least you gave it the runtime.
I gotta piss. I'll be right back.
All right. Shanananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananan
You used filling.
Yeah. You have a magnificent bead of sweat on your brow.
Oh, it's not sweat. That... After I wash my hands, I like move my hair out of my face.
Oh. Like, it looked like you were passing stones. That was a level of sweat.
No.
Have you had to pass a stone yet?
No. I'm so deathly close. Afraid. Like, right now, the weight has caused horrible heartburn. On my way here, I was like, fuck it. And I went to that neighborhood Walmart down the street. I had to get some Nexium.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I mean, I take it pretty much every day, but I don't usually take it. I take it when I need it.
Right.
I didn't need it in the brief time that I was home today. And then I'm on my way here. I'm like, Jesus Christ. It's so bad. So I'm probably just a fucking asshole's hair away from
your first stone.
From my first stone that comes out of my penis.
Ugh. So is it... It's... Which part's the painful part?
I think
it's when they go from
it.
The kidney to the bladder. That's the part that hurts, right?
I think it all hurts, but I think that probably is the worst part because that's probably the smallest tube for you. All of my penile tubes are very large.
Yeah, like so I don't think it'll hurt at all. Urethra?
Yeah. Like, you dude, know, it's crazy how big your urethra gets when you get a boner.
Oh, yeah, it is. It fucking gets fat. Fat like, as shit.
It's hard to go... That's not a fucking artery. That thing is thick. It's got to be like a half, not a half. What's halfway between a quarter and a half?
3/8.
3/8. It's got to be like a 3/8 inch in diameter.
Yeah. But could you imagine the amount of like force or pressure that would be? Like fired into your wife, if it
yeah,
wasn't
can,
that diameter.
Oh, for sure.
If
I
it
mean,
was
it
like
fucking,
smaller, it'd be like a fucking
have
jet
you ever
stream.
Hurt, I mean, you came and it's like hurt.
A laser jet. Yeah. Just,
it's like so I can't imagine it hitting the back of my vagina at like Mach 1. Especially if, like, you just don't have it. Like, you just haven't eaten, and so you just don't have a lot of cum. A lot of cum comes out slower than not a lot of cum. When you have not a lot of cum coming out, it's a bullet. And it hurts you.
I'm just imagining you trying to, like, catch it in a napkin, and it, like, cuts a hole through it. It pierces your drywall.
Oh,
you
have my to
kick
God.
A, you have to kick a hole in it to cover up the tracks so your mom doesn't yell at you. It's like, what happened? I got mad. I lost it Minecraft. It smells like spunk in here.
Spunk?
Who came up with that? Who decided that was the word?
I don't
for
know.
A load?
I don't know, but it is like the best way to describe that smell.
You spicy funk. Yeah, it's fucking...
It smells like chlorine and cum. You can't smell cum without cum. I don't know.
I mean, we're just spitting facts today. 100% facts podcast.
Why does the Easter Bunny hide eggs? Because he doesn't want you to know he's fucking a chicken.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
That makes a little bit more sense to me. You'd figure, like, the Easter mascot would be the fucking bird. I don't know where rabbits came from.
Well, which came first, the bunny or the egg? For Easter.
Probably the egg.
So then where the fuck did the bunny come from? Or where the fuck did the egg come from and the bunny came first? You just don't know.
Life's mysteries.
Especially since, like there's no mention of bunnies in the New Testament. And Easter
so
is the holiday
exist.
Of celebrating that Jesus is no longer dead. Like,
that's weird.
We have a holiday for Jesus' death, and we call it Good Friday. We're not really good at, like, making holidays for Jesus.
Could you imagine that?
like, maybe, okay, Good Friday was, like, a Good Friday for the Jews and the Romans.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, we got them, guys.
But even Pontius Pilate was like, nah, I can't, I don't want to fucking deal with, you guys do it. I wash my hands of this.
Like, could you imagine? They were probably broing down when Jesus finally got crucified. They're like, you sneaky snake. You slippery bastard.
Yeah, the whole thing was a little weird.
I had to go look up what crime he committed for being crucified. I had to, like, as an adult, I had to stop and, like, figure out. I was like, what the fuck did he even do that was that bad?
Well, it's crazy because the Romans would do when they'd conquer a city was they would just go, like, so what are your laws? Okay, those are ours too for right here. And also, like, just give us your money. It was just a fucking, like, a protection racket.
Yeah.
Basically, it was the whole Roman Empire. So they, like, conquered, you know, the Jews, and they were like, so, like, what do you Jews do? And they were like, well, we do this. And they're like, okay, so we do that too here, but, like, we're going to have your taxes, and they're like, no, but we're going to be really good at them in about 2,000 years.
You'd be like, great. I'm so glad to hear that. Because we found this guy we need your help with.
Yeah. Hey, great. One of you Jews brought this guy, and he says he's a Jew, but he also says he's better than you Jews. What do you want us to do with him? And they're like, fucking kill him. He goes, I don't know about that. You want to kill? We don't do that here. We just fuck kids. No, kill him. You know what? You kill him.
When did circumcision become a thing?
When Abraham cut the tip of his penis off with a rock.
Okay.
Yeah, that was
very post Jesus.
No, pre-Jesus.
That was pre-Jesus?
Is the Old Testament.
So, do you think, like, Lord of the Rings is, like, Jesus' foreskin?
What?
The ring to rule them all?
That's a good one.
Food for thought.
It is. Well, you know, the rabbi does, you know,
bris him up.
Yeah, he like a bunny.
He has to taste test it.
Mm-hmm. Eats it. He eats it. Love the Jews. Don't got anything wrong. Fuck Kanye. The Jews are great. I don't have a problem with them. Stop it. I don't have a fucking problem with them.
No, you hate them. Oh my gosh, it's such a weird thing. So Jesus' foreskin is just out there in the wild.
I would assume so. Well, I'm assuming since it's skin, it's probably something that we ate at church.
Ooh. The forbidden onion ring.
I mean,
ring.
If we're eating his body every Sunday, somebody ate his penis.
The Catholics.
Yeah, it was definitely a priest. Yeah, fucking. So you know,
like,
what,
guys, you need to try this. It's wicked.
We don't have a lot of Catholic listeners, I'm gonna assume. What blows my mind is the Bible explicitly says, like something like, "Beware of the scribes that wear long robes and silly hats, and proclaim that they." Like, know everything about, you know, the Bible or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, long robes and silly hats or whatever is
the uniform.
But, like, the long robes and silly hats is, like, that's, like, not verbatim, but that's what it's describing in its own words. And it's, like, so the Bible says, like, beware of this guy. We should, like, make a guy that wears that specifically and trick the entire world. It's insane. It doesn't make any sense.
Fucking got him. Sick joke, bro.
I mean, it's
and then they, like, slowly escalate it and they make it worse every single time.
It's like
all right.
Long robes, silly hats, fucks kids.
Yeah, and, like, by the time he gets to the fucks kids, like, no one stopped them. And so, like, I think we're too deep in. We can't stop now. Like,
exactly. It's exactly what happened.
And, like, the priests are
too deep in. Yeah, kids.
The priests are, like, begrudgingly having sex with kids. Like, they don't even want to do it.
Yeah.
Their bluff got called, and so now they have to commit.
Who was the last pope? Was it John Paul or Benedict?
The thing is,
One of them is the one we have Benedict. Now. I think it's, I don't know who it is. The last pope was like the first pope to stop being a pope while he was alive. And nobody went, I wonder why he's abdicating the throne. When the fucking King of England abdicated to Queen Elizabeth, everybody was like, something's wrong. And it ended up he had fucking lung cancer and he died. Like, there was an actual issue, and everybody was like, why the fuck is he doing that? This is not good. Holy shit. Fucking, the Pope goes, I don't want to be Pope anymore. Find another one. And I don't know if you know this, but the Pope is like the Avatar from The Last Airbender, where they're basically born to proclaim for Jesus, like you, or for God and Jesus or whatever. You can't just like be the Pope.
And then decide to not be
It's not as strict as the Dalai Lama thing is where you are raised, born as Dalai Lama, and you are raised like Aang was, but the Pope is like, supposedly, like he's always destined to be the Pope. And one Pope just went, find another Pope. Until you find him, I'm still Pope. But there's another Pope. And it's like, that's not how, that's literally what happened in the Dark Ages when there was two Catholic churches. And that's why the Church of England existed, was because the king decided he was the Pope. and that dominoed down to now you have Catholic in the Church of England. It's like, and nobody went, I wonder if he fucks kids.
That's probably why he can't do it.
It's exactly, he was the guy who was responsible for moving all of the fucking priests at the time. Nice. Hundreds of thousands of children were being raped by priests, and he knew about each and every one of them. And there was an entire scandal. You can read about it. It's public knowledge now. But when he abdicated the throne of being God's right-hand man, because apparently Jesus doesn't exist, nobody went, what's wrong here? They just went, Pope said so.
Yeah, I mean, that's the beauty of religion. I got dumped under the guise of religion. She couldn't have the balls to just say that she didn't like me like that anymore.
I dumped a girl under the guise of religion.
And there's, like, you can't do anything against that. It's the perfect...
No, you can. You can pretty much blacklist them from your school and everybody hates you because...
I'm saying there's no gentleman's way out of this.
Yeah, there was no, it's the wrong thing to do unless it's like legitimate and you're doing it for the right reasons. But like, yeah, no, I didn't. I'm not going to get into it. But yeah, I just said this is why.
Because God said
the real reason. Yeah.
The ultimate cop out answer.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're like, to my understanding, you're not allowed to argue with the Pope because he's pretty much speaking for God.
Yeah.
And so, like, he can literally just say anything that he wants. Like, now there are two popes. And then who? What are you to say? Like, he's like, well, you know, man is God's imperfect representation, and he can only be awake for 16 hours a day. So, you know, there has to be two. So, you know, because God doesn't rest, therefore, you know, the God's conduit can't rest.
Yeah.
And then they just have to accept that as the new law.
It's so stupid.
It's silly. It takes all legitimacy from, like, religion.
Yeah. Well...
It's rude.
Certain religions.
So, yeah. Well, yeah.
There's a difference in...
Yeah, I misspoke. Certain religions,
Deifying a human
is
defeats
a
the purpose, or it defeats the foundation of those religions.
Yeah.
It creates a cult. Like, the main distinction you can get from the difference between a cult and a religion is one of them, their leader is alive, and one of them, their leader either
has been gone for a minute,
has no record of existing, or is dead. So, like, Muhammad... You know, some people would consider Islam to be a cult-like religion due to, like, a lot of the radical behaviors of specific Muslim people. But, technically, first of all, Muhammad is not their leader. Muhammad is more their Jesus figure.
Yeah.
God, the Abrahamic God is their leader. But even if you were to just go to Muhammad, Muhammad's dead. So therefore, it's a religion, and you have all these other things to back that up about Islam. Whereas you go to what I would say the Catholic Church, their leader isn't God because they don't follow God's laws. They follow what the Pope says God's laws are.
Yeah.
God, the reason the Bible is the main part of all Christian religions is because it's believed to be God's word.
Yeah.
And so to you delegitimize it by just going, the Pope recognizes it as this, and they call it like a translation, like this is what he means by this. Well, I don't know about you, but that's not how fucking anything else works ever.
Yeah. I don't get to interpret what a stoplight means.
Yeah.
I just fucking stop at it and get T-boned.
It doesn't make any sense. It's not. It completely defeats the purpose of the Bible to have a pope.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
Or a very overzealous preacher. A lot of fucking churches down here
get a little
like a lot of what is it called? Protestant churches down here are like, this is just Catholic without the wine.
Yeah, some of those.
Well, I mean,
have you
like,
seen how some of them folks get down?
Well, I'm saying
during
like,
the revivals, there's some wine.
Sorry,
the blood of Christ is flowing.
Sorry, this is just Catholic. We just don't worship Mary, like, because that's a big thing with Catholic. But it's the same thing. They just treat their preacher like the Pope when the preacher was not a role given in the Bible. It was just like
it's a job you had to do.
It's a job that somebody does on any given Sunday,
not necessarily
to share their word. Of like, hey, I had this thing that I wanted to talk about. Well, we should discuss this. That's how the church started. Now, there's some certain structure given in the New Testament by some of the disciples, mainly Paul, to create some type of leadership organization within the church to be able to make big decisions once the congregations got big so that they could have some type of organization. But there was no singular leader. There's elders. They a group of people who have been in the church, that specific congregation, long enough to know what the needs of the other people in the congregation are to make decisions based on those needs. It doesn't have to, it has nothing to do with actual like dictarian leadership, which is what a lot of churches do with their preacher or their pastor or their priest or whatever the fuck you want to call the guy that gets up and talks. Joel Osteen is a huge example. He runs that church.
Yeah.
He is he's the CEO of that organization, whatever. I don't know if that's his official title, but that's
I think
role.
Like the beauty of the church is that you're not taxable, so it's not a company.
Yeah, and I think churches should be taxed. I really do. I think they should be taxed, but I don't think they should be there should be everything else applies from the separation. I think that's very important. I think it's just as important because it deals with your freedom of speech. But I don't think that they should be exempt from paying taxes just because they get together once a week and worship something that a bunch of other people in the country don't worship. That's not fair. That doesn't make any sense.
You start a mail delivery service religion? We just compete with UPS and everyone else and
I just think
don't pay taxes.
I just think that tax exemption really adds to
the ire and disdain
of religion, because Scientology, even it's obviously a joke, and
they
the
get
fact
the same
that they
tax
have
breaks.
They have the same tax breaks of any other fucking church here.
Yeah,
I think that's horrible, and I don't think it's good for any body. Country or region, whatever.
Yeah,
I think it just sucks.
It's a weird.
Like, I think
it's a fun sentiment, but it's I don't think it's.
I think the sentiment behind it is very valid, and like you, because this is why we left England is because that very reason, because we didn't want to be part of the Church of England, but. And so that was very important to the people that came here, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they don't have to pay taxes like everybody else. They're not a 501c3. And it takes away from the giving that churches are commanded to do in the Bible, because now you get this reward for giving. Your reward for giving and generosity should not be from anywhere on the earth. It's a philosophy, a theology. It's supposed to come from the heart. And anytime you add earthly rewards to giving,
the intent is gone, and the initial intent is gone as
well. No matter what the intent is, it doesn't matter anymore. So, I don't know.
Yeah. One of the things that I thought was weird with Catholicism and never truly understood is that they tend to pray to the saints as opposed to God.
Yeah.
Directly.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's strange. I don't think anyone's ever explained that to me. And I was like, why? I asked, I had a couple friends that were Catholic growing up. And I just straight up asked them.
Catholic growing up.
One of them had a kid because she's that Catholic. You know, good for her. She stuck to her guns when it mattered. She held to her convictions, and I respect that to a degree. But I asked her, I was like, why do you guys pray to Jesus's mom? He's like, are you not allowed to pray to, you know, God? And they're like, you know what? I don't know. I don't fucking know. He's like, do you think it's worth finding out? And she just like got introspective for the first time in her life and didn't have an answer.
It's so Catholicism, even though I'm going to get the word wrong. Yeah. Catholicism is a Abrahamic religion, and those are
monotheistic.
Yeah. However, it's not. Because of the way that they practice, it's not. It's polytheistic. They worship multiple different
the saints of different things.
Yeah. And I don't know if this is true. I've never actually looked into this. This is just coming to my mind right now. Catholicism was incubated in the Roman Empire.
And so they just pulled from the source material they knew before.
Well, I think that it was kind of an amalgamation of what was already the Roman religion, and it was the most understandable at the time for Romans was this polytheistic knockoff of the Greek gods. And it's the same gods with different names.
Yeah.
Right. And so I think that that ideology of idolatry, oh, that's a wrap right there.
Yeah.
Comes inherently when.
When you're transitioning to a new style of religion like that.
Yeah.
That steps away from.
Yeah.
Worshiping many. Yeah. So it's like almost like Catholicism was OG Netflix when they were trying to start putting Blockbuster out of business, where they had to like send physical copies of DVDs before they transitioned over to the
sort of
the Supreme stream.
Yeah, I mean, sort of. Netflix was a DVD mailman company for a long time before any streaming was even thought of.
It's crazy because a lot of people
don't know that.
Yeah, there's a.
I'm pretty sure they were sending videotapes at some point.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that the compact disc is what gave them the ability for that business model to work.
Yeah, I don't know about the videotapes for sure, but I do know that that was like in the 90s they were sending DVDs. But yes, to your point, yeah. It's just, and it was a way to transition, but because the transitioner was so powerful, too much of that influence muddied what was the original thing that they were transitioning to, and it became this monster, or this blob of bullshit that
it's
the
like
Catholic
the fly.
Church is.
The Jeff Goldblum movie, The Fly.
Yeah.
They're trying to teleport to the other side, but they got some wires crossed, and now all of a sudden there's a gross freak out there. Yes.
Yeah.
That wants to impregnate you.
Yeah. And that's not to say the Catholic Church didn't do good things. I mean, yes.
Hitler had great art, dude. I get it.
He was not a Catholic.
he was a Protestant.
He was an occultist. Very much so.
I didn't know that.
What are they called? There was a certain...
Is
it
Wicca?
It starts with a Z.
Is it Wiccan or Wicca?
No, there was a certain group of Nazis called something that starts with a Z. They talk about it in Supernatural, actually.
I refuse to watch that show.
Were specifically Hitler's occult... like researchers or scholars or whatever. Hitler's,
I think that you're like mixing Hydra into this.
No, this is real. Well, Hydra is like based scarily off of real accurate shit. About like what the fucking Nazis were. Like because of like all the things that they like did that we can see and it was bad, like we forget, like it's almost been written out of history, the other weird things that came with that regime. They were very fueled occult. By meth. Well, they were fueled by meth. They fueled science.
Yeah, but they took us probably like I want to say 150 years in the future in the span of like
they
8 years
to the moon.
Oh shit, they did, didn't yeah, they? We stole their scientists.
Wernher von Braun was a rocket scientist in the Nazi regime and in his factory. Outside of his factory, sorry, he would have the slowest Jews hung or hanged in front of the factory as examples of how you should be better at your job. That was the guy who was the founder of NASA.
Oops.
Yes, the Nazis got us to the moon. Like I'm not, and I'm not like trying to apologize or not. I'm saying there's more to what they had a bigger impact than just the Holocaust.
These are the stories that get
and
a little swept.
Some of the stuff gets swept under the rug. They did very horrible things, and we forget about them we purposely forget about them because they benefited us. But then there's even more, such as Hitler was a very, very, very strong believer in the occult. He was not a Christian by any stretch of the imagination. So like there was like I remember when I was little thinking, well, why would Hitler kill the Jews? Like trying to rationalize it in my brain,
right?
And going, well, it's because the Jews killed Jesus, and that has literally nothing to do with it. It has absolutely. It's the Jews in like there. It was like black people here. Like right. If we had a Hitler here, it'd be the black people.
That guy,
because that is the marginalized group here, and there it was the Jews, the gypsies, and the gays, and so that's who they killed. It had nothing to do with Christianity. And that is a common misconception that like, well, they killed Jesus. It was an easy thing to get behind. No, that had nothing to do with it. Nobody was getting behind that.
I'm that sure was like some of the people use that as a tool.
Maybe,
to...
but like that was not something that was like a big topic of conversation at the time. It had nothing to do with their specific religion. It was their race. Specifically the race, the Jews, because they were seen as a parasite on society.
And there's an easy way for the Hitler
and
to unify.
So it and again, I don't see them that way. I'm saying that's it. I'm trying to make the argument. It had nothing to do with somebody thinking that, well, they killed Jesus as something easy for my people to get behind. No, it had nothing to do with that. It was just a relatively, based on the size of the population, small group that people, that you could get people to hate. And so Hitler was not a Christian. He did not subscribe to any religion. But he was a huge believer in the occult, and that's where the idea of Hydra came from. So I don't know if you've ever recognized this, but a lot of Nordic symbolatry also is gets represented in the Nazi culture, like Nordic runes.
No, I hadn't picked up on that.
If you look into it, it's pretty
significant
big. Like
part
people
of
that have Nordic tattoos that don't recognize, that don't know this, like they'll get like, "What are you, a fucking Nazi?" Because it is kind of a big deal, because it was, what is the word? Because that's not Protestant; it's paganist.
Yeah.
That was more, that played a bigger role in
Hitler's
the culture
operation.
Of Hitler's regime than Christianity did, is paganism. Which paganism is such a dirty word too, because like
it has a lot of connotations that aren't accurate to it.
Well, it just is anything that isn't an Abrahamic religion.
Yeah,
it's all that paganism is. Yeah. And so when I say because the Nordic gods, you know, Thor and Odin. Odin and all those, that's the Nordic religion, and that is very connected to the Nazi belief system. And it goes way farther than fucking Marvel's Thor. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie it's my favorite movie and I'm blanking right now, The Ritual on Netflix.
Is that the one where they go on to the liquor store and get robbed?
Yeah,
I fucking watched that.
Yeah, so that's all.
I like that we can use that small descriptor and know exactly what we're talking about.
Or Midsommar. Have you ever seen that? It's got the chick that played the blonde chick in the Black Widow movie.
Probably.
Well, some of the listeners have seen Midsommar. It was a pretty big movie. That is also based on Nordic gods, like religion. So
yeah.
Zeus, Odin, Thor, that religion. Those two movies, The Ritual and Midsommar. And those two things are more accurate to the ritualistic behaviors or practices of the people who practice those religions, not what we see in Marvel movies. It's a lot more what we would consider hedonistic and sexual and gross and gory, sacrificial. A lot of what Americans see as like the Aztecs and the Mayans, because like we see them as these fucking creatures. Yeah, savages. We fucking did that. We're white. Well, I'm white. You're half white. So half of you fucking did this in fucking Nordland.
Yeah.
And that's where a lot of the whole white race comes from, is that belief system. And it has a lot to do with the occult and stuff. So like these, the worship of like the fucking, or not the, the symbolism of the fucking Baphomet, the goat with the horns and shit and all that stuff. Like when they drilled through this mountain for this train to go through a couple years ago, 2015, up in Sweden or Switzerland, one of those, they had this parade that went through it, and it was fucking weird.
When was this?
2015, I think.
Oh shit, that's super recent.
Yeah, I'll find it. I'll send it to you.
All right.
But it was fucking weird. It like goats, like people, like it was very, very what people here in America would consider like satanic. It's not. It's what they like. It's part of their culture. There's this place in, well, it's in that area, that region of the world, that every during Christmas there's this giant. They erect this giant goat made of straw. I mean, like 2-3 stories tall.
Yeah.
And then every year somebody shoots it with a flaming arrow.
Oh, that's sick.
And they never catch the person who does it. Like it's not legal for them to do it. They destroy property. But like,
is that like part of the
it celebration? Might be. It very well might be.
But it's too dangerous to sanction that.
But it's not publicized to say that it is.
Okay.
So I think it probably is. But it's what we would consider satanic. But they have no, like, it's not. That it's
so is their that like culture, the
and that's what the Nazis were.
Yeah,
culturally satanic in quotes, and so like Hitler. I really wish I could remember what they call it. Starts with a Z, but there was a specific. He had specific like
the Zufweilen.
No, it didn't sound like it didn't sound German. No, a specific group of people that just studied the occult for Hitler while he was the Führer. I don't even remember how we got to this part of the thing, but like, yeah, he was not a Christian by any stretch of the imagination.
That's such a... I'm just circling back to that fucking goat burning thing. The goat effigy burn.
Yeah.
That's like a cooler version of what the boys do here.
During Burning Man?
No, during fucking St. Patty's Day. They just like make the water green. Like, well, gotcha.
Fucking St. Patrick. Run away. St. Patrick, you know what made him a saint?
What
made Patrick a saint?
Getting rid of the Jews?
He drove the snakes out of Ireland. That's what you can that you read in your saint Bible or whatever, like you what you learn in catechism. What you don't learn, and you can literally find this on Wikipedia, and yes, Wikipedia is a reliable source a lot of the times because they do source their information. It's at the bottom of the page. It's
cited.
It's right there. Like, but it's so easy to know this that you can find it on Wikipedia. St. Patrick, the snakes were not snakes. They were druids. He drove the fucking paganists out of Ireland. Yeah. And I don't know what you think drove out means, but in this definition, it means he led a group of people and they slaughtered them for the church.
It's pretty sick.
Yeah.
Pretty sick. It's a cool guy. Really rallying the troops.
Yeah, let's dye our fucking river green and drink some brews.
Yeah.
They didn't even Saint know
Patty's
Jesus
for the
yet.
Boys now, okay?
It's like fucking Catholics, dude.
I like to get weird.
It just pisses me off because it makes no sense.
Dude, Irish Catholic has it figured out though. I feel like an Irish Catholic has like
there's no difference between Irish Catholic and Roman Catholic.
The alcohol consumption, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, yes, you're right.
Is the difference?
Yeah, I think that's the only difference. Yes, you're right. You're right.
Like, they dialed it in, man. Like, I think they have the shittiest, like, childhood upbringing. But once you're an adult, you did it. Like, for the boys. You get heaven on earth. You get to sin and apologize about it. Which is pretty much what I get to do.
Well, it's all based on the fact that Adam sinned and Eve sinned, so we're already fucked. So let's just try and forgive ourselves and just live our lives regularly as long as we fucking pray and do a couple Hail Mary. I don't even know what it is. Hail Mary?
Yeah.
Hail Marys and tell our priest that we fucked our cousin. We're fine. Because somebody knows about it because I told them.
You know who else fucked your cousin? Jenny from Forrest Gump. She's a fucking whore. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.